And I'll come till I blow your house down. If you don't believe her and you plan a bath, you'll find you'll be sitting in the grass. You'll soon be lying in your living room. I'll huff, I'll puff, 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 I'll huff, I'll puff.
Another one of my favorite Beach Boys songs, When I Grew Up to Be a Man. I really love that Baroque sound of this. I've never really noticed that component of it when the boys are singing over it with all the intricate harmonies. Before that, Huff and Puff by Brian's friend, Danny Hutton, who was in Three Dog Night and also had some HBR record songs. Huff and Puff, that sounds like the name of a Hanna-Barbera song. You know, I don't like the tune of that one very much. What I do like is that it's about three little pigs, huff and puff, blah, 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 but also the dung Hanna-Barbera noises in the background. How Did I Get So Lucky? That's the Chattanooga Cats. They do my theme song, Say No More. The Cool Whip, that was I Live in a Dream. We like the Cool Whips here because it's a friend of ours, Eric, who was a listener. The Children of Sunrise with Tuffy. I played them last week. They were two little girls, like 8 or 9 years old. They're like kind of the baby shags. The song was Tuffy, and it's about their dog, in case you couldn't figure that out, by the Arfarfs. The Underground with Get Him Out of Your Mind from 1967. And I started that set with a song about Monchichi. Futuko no Monchichi. I got one more song. I looked through my stuff for a great Beach Boys song. I wanted to find something to really impress you guys. I figured maybe Dominic had something that nobody knows, but I didn't get a chance to ask him. So I'm just going to play one that I really like, and it has no special meaning or anything. It's just a fun song that I love, and it is called Farmer's Daughter. So here we go. We're going to sign off. I'm hoping next week is going to be better for all of us, and let's stay in touch. This is Becky. Next up is Richard Wigg with The Wig Out. After that, Harry Parmenter with The Fun House. Bubblegum OD is off the air.
Mom! Won't you tell me why? I get the feeling that there's something. Why? I get the feeling that there really must be something wrong. When I see you walk away and disappear in a crowd, this feeling is a fact, shouldn't be allowed. Well, tell me, why does it have to be me? Won't you tell me why? Won't you tell me why? I get the feeling that there's something. Why? I get the feeling that there really must be something wrong. When I see you walk away and disappear in a crowd, this feeling is a fact, shouldn't be allowed. Well, tell me, why does it have to be me? Won't you tell me why?
Off this week's Wig Out, 1963, The Beach Boys, from their Surfin' USA album. That is Surf Jam, yeah. Sadly, we lost Brian Wilson this week, but I want to celebrate The Beach Boys and Brian Wilson as we hear the Wilson brothers, Brian, Dennis, and Carl, getting down there. Surf Jam from a 1963 album. That's how I like to think maybe the Wilson family's Hawthorne, California garage sounded on a Sunday afternoon practice back in 1960. Oh yeah, baby, Surf Jam. All right, you're tuned to The Wig Out here on WFMU's Rockin' Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig. I'm going to be blasting out the blast blows here from the Bunker Studio at The Wigwam. All right. You know, Surf Jam gets me in the frame of mind to hear some surfing hot rod. The marine layer is burning off here in Southern California, so it's about to turn into summer. I know some of you have been enjoying summer for a couple of weeks, But we get started a little bit later here in Southern California. So let's get started with some hot rod action, baby. Tuscaloosa, the Penetrators, they're redlining. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
The Mighty Ventures, 1964, Rhapsody, yeah, baby. A 45 on Dalton Records, the unmistakable sound of the Ventures. Closing out that set of instrumentals, mostly surf or surf sounding. A lot of reverb there in that set. From 1963 in California, Southern California, the Lively Ones on Delphi Records, High Tide, baby. A lot of covers of that, a lot of good covers of that. And we also had from Long Beach, 1963, The Pyramids, Penetration. 45 on Best Records, distributed by London, apparently. Oh, yeah, and then we had three modern, quote-unquote, surf bands here. I'm saying quote-unquote because some of these records are over 30 years old, including the Phantom Surfers, their 1992 single on Sympathy for the Record Industry, Unknown Museum Stomp. Oh, yeah, one of the leading surf groups of the 1990s. Oh, man, from San Francisco. Love the Phantom Surfers. Still active to this day, yeah. And then the Surfites from Finland, a 2014 split 45. Hot Dog on a Stick. So with the Penetrators Red Line that we started off the set with from 1997, we had Hot Rod, Surf, Museum, so archaeological instrumental music there, and then also Carnival Food. Yeah, Hot Dog on a Stick. All right. You're tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig. I don't know what the heck I'm saying. What are we doing here? We're blasting out the Blastables here from the Bunker Studio like we do every week on Swingin' Sundays. Yeah, Becky got things started at 7 p.m. Eastern, New York City time with Bubblegum OD. And then here we are at the Wiggin' Hour. Partway through the Wiggin' Hour, we're here 8 to 9 o'clock every Sunday night, New York City time. Blasting out the Blastables here, flipping out at the Wig Out. And then at 9, when we're done here at the Wig Out, Harry takes it over with the Fun House. All right. We like to say here at WFMU, don't be afraid to play the hits. Well, I'm going to flip over a number of 45s that were hits and focus on, I got a bunch of 45s here by some giants from the mid-60s. None more giant here at the Wigwam than Pauvy and the Raiders.
Walking away from me, starting to make me cry, throwing away my life and loving heart. Run to her, stop her and ask her why. She laughs and she replies, she really didn't love me from the start. Oh,
Mine. And that's the way it would be. But I couldn't
1965, their masterpiece, I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better. Gene Clark original there. We played that from a Dutch pressing just because I like the picture sleeve. It's got a cool sleeve of the guys in a field of Veed there on the cover. That's on CBS Records because it is overseas. It's from outside the U.S., so it's on CBS when it's not a U.S. pressing. Oh, man, that closes out what is a little bit of a folk rock set here at the Wig Out, just in a folk bag today, man. Yeah, man, folk bag. The Bo Brummels, 1965. My favorite Bo Brummels, 45. Don't Talk to Strangers. Also, their masterpiece. It's on Autumn Records, and you look closely on that 45, and you can see that it says, produced by Sly. And that is, of course, Sly Stone, who we also lost within the last week or so. Oh, man, a couple of titans leaving the stage this week, Brian Wilson and Sly Stone. Oh, man. But his work lives on with Sly and the Family Stone, and then as an Autumn Records producer, being the producer on those early Bo Brummels 45s. Oh, man. Let's see. We also had what I like to call unexpected 12-string from The Shadows of Night, 1967. Three for Love. You may not expect 12-string from the Backdoor Men, with their blasting R&B that they play most of the time. That's a 45 on Dunwich, and you can also find that on their Backdoor Man LP. And we had the Mojo Man prior to that with a Stephen Stills original, 1966. Sit Down, I Think I Love You. I like the harpsichord on that. That's a reprise 45. And we had a Monkees 45 from 1968. I think it was recorded a year earlier in 67. What Am I Doing Hanging Around? I love the banjo on that. I've always loved that. And I don't think that got a US 45 issue, but you go down under and you can find it in Australia. It's a 45 with Mary Mary on the flip. And that's on RCA Records. And is the thinnest 45 that we have this side of a flexi disc. It is almost a flexi. Like if you crank it up loud enough, you can maybe hear Mary Mary bleeding through the grooves from the other side as you play What Am I Doing Hanging Around. Oh, anyway, great Mike Nesmith original, great vocal by Mike, and like I said, I love the banjo on that. And then we start off with Power of Ear and the Raiders, 1966. There She Goes. It's the flip of Hungry, 45 on Columbia Records. All right, friends, Wig folk, welcome to the Wig Out. I'm honored to be here, to have the privilege to be here every week, blasting out the blastos here from the Bunker Studio on the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. All right, baby. You know, I'm in a little bit of a mellow mood tonight. So we're going to stay in Southern California, and let's hear a love 45 that we don't play very often. Here's Orange Skies.
positively airtight. Just at the moment all your doubt is gone, you may discover that you're wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And for your life you don't know why. It's much too late and you're too old to cry. But you're wrong, and you're on the losing end. And the wrongest of wrongs men. What to do, what to do? Mistakes will come and go. First you're high and then you're low. You may be loving, laughing, life long, but the people keep insisting you're wrong. Wrong, wrong. Every time you turn your head, someone else is right instead. And you're wrong. Everything is going wrong. Everything is going wrong. What to do? What to do? So I feel it's wrong. I can wait, but not for long. To get my thinking up to date. Oh, correction, I mean straight. From wrong, in the eyes of just myself. Just like everybody else. That's wrong, that's wrong.
Baby!
Closing out that set from Los Angeles, originally from El Paso, the Bobby Fuller Four. That's a whole Los Angeles set, actually. Unintended, but that's how it works out. Oh, yeah, the Magic Touch, I believe, last 45 from 1966 on Mustang Records. That goes out to Glynis. I know she loves that. I know she loves that Bobby Fuller number. All right. The Knickerbockers, originally from New Jersey, but transplanted out to the Sunset Strip. And had a nice string of records in the mid-60s. That's one of their later ones from 1967. What Does That Make You? It's on Challenge Records. Yeah. What Does That Make You, man? Get it together, baby. And The Music Machine, homegrown in Los Angeles. Wrong. A 1968 45. It's on Original Sound. That was recorded in 66 and was on their Turn On the Music Machine album. But after Jimi Hendrix had a huge hit with a slower version of Hey Joe, Original Sound issued the Music Machine slow version of Hey Joe from that album and paired it with Wrong. And that came out kind of late in the game for the Music Machine, probably stuck out a bit among the releases of contemporaries, among its contemporary releases in 1968. And from 67, The Seeds, The Wind Blows Your Hair, one of my favorite organ solos by Daryl Hooper, who leads the current version of The Seeds. Yeah, go check them out. They're pretty good. Seen them a couple of times. Always dig them. Yeah, he's a super nice guy, too. If he's hanging around before or after the show, go up and say hi. He's very friendly. And this is just a good conversation, man. I love hearing what he's up to and just what he was doing, what he was thinking back in the original days of The Seeds. Oh, yeah, go dig out your Seeds records, man. Seeds every week. Don't play Seeds often enough here. All right, I'm sorry. I'm in a weird mood this week. And that's a 45 on GMP Crescendo. And then the Strawberry Alarm Clock. That's a 67 single. I think their follow-up to Incense and Peppermints. That is Tomorrow. That's a 45 on Uni Records. And then the Standells, Rary, the flip side of Dirty Water from 1966 on the Tower label. And then we started off with Love, a little bit of a mellow number, a 45 from 1966 on Elektra. Orange Skies, and a couple of weeks ago, Glynis and I got to see Love Revisited at the Echoplex on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. Extra special to see Love Revisited play those songs the way that they play them right there on Sunset Boulevard. All right, Wig Folk, this brings us to the end of this week's Wig Out. My privilege and my honor to be here every week. Spinning some 45s, blasting them out when they're blastable. Yeah, that's what we do here at the Wig Out. Yeah, baby. Swiggin' Sundays continues here at the top of the hour. Stick around for Harry Parmenter and the Funhouse. So I mentioned earlier that Brian Wilson passed away this week. I'm sure you all are aware. We're going to go out with one more Beach Boys number. This is In My Room, co-written by Brian Wilson and Gary Usher. Feeling in a reflective mood tonight, I suppose. So Wig Folk, stay weird. We'll be back next week. Same wig time, same wig channel. All right.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to. In my room, in my room, in my room. In this world we
sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you. Birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me. Leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me.
Welcome to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.